You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of Linux and the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 461, covering week 16, April 13th to 19th, 2026. Linus Torvalds released Linux Kernel 7.0. Some of the most notable changes include rules for using AI assistance, moving Rust into the core kernel, improved swap performance, enabling preempt underscore lazy mode by default, filter support for IO underscore U-ring operations, the new NullFS file system, the FS error framework, XFS monitoring tools, remapping support in ButterFS, enabling NFS 4.1 by default, integrating the post-quantum ML-DSA cryptographic algorithm, activating ACC-ECN in the network subsystem, and initial support for Wi-Fi 8. The numbering change to 7.0 was done for aesthetic reasons and is a formal step to alleviate the discomfort caused by the accumulation of a large number of releases in the series. The new version incorporates 15,624 fixes from 2,477 developers with a patch size of 56 megabytes. Changes affected 18,053 files, adding 704,060 lines of code and removing 278,132 lines. About 51% of all changes are related to device drivers, 11% are related to updates to code specific to hardware architectures, 14% are related to network stack, 5% are related to file systems, and 3% are related to internal kernel subsystem. Theo Durat renamed a field in the PFSync packet header after receiving a false vulnerability report generated by AI tools. The PFCK sum bracket PF underscore MD5 underscore digest underscore length close bracket field was renamed to spare bracket 16 close bracket because the AI model assumed the PFCK sum name indicated that the field stored a hash or checksum of the packet contents, and since the field was not verified, assumed the code contained a vulnerability. Theo explained that early in PFSync's development, this field was added to store a rule set hash to optimize state checking. This idea was ultimately abandoned, but the field was retained for backward compatibility and was always filled with zeros. In the code, the field was merely referenced in the packet structure, but neither checked nor filled. Scribus 1.6.6 has been released. Scribus provides tools for professional layout of printed materials, includes PDF generation tools, and supports separate color profiles, CMYK, spot colors, and ICC. The program is written using the Qt toolkit and is licensed under the GPLv2 Plus license. Ready-to-use binary builds are available for Linux as app image, Mac OS, and Windows. Version 1.6.6 primarily fixes bugs, cleans up the code of many plugins, improves scaling when imported documents from MS Publisher, and adds files for building an MSVC 2026 using the Windows 10 SDK. Scribus 1.7.3 was released at the same time. Branch 1.7 is being presented as experimental. After final stabilization and readiness for widespread deployment, the stable release Scribus 1.8.0 will be based on Branch 1.7. Branch 1.7 is notable for its porting to Qt6, dark theme support, icon conversion to SVG, a new implementation of dockable toolbars, and a redesigned color picker. Builds are available for Linux, App Image and Flatpak, Mac OS, and Windows. OpenBGPD 9.1, a portable version of the routing package developed by the OpenBSD project developers and adapted for use on FreeBSD and Linux, was announced. Portability is ensured by using code from the OpenNTPD, OpenSSH, and LibreSSL projects. The project supports most of the BGP4 specifications and is RFC 8212 compliant, but does not attempt to be too comprehensive, focusing primarily on the most commonly used and requested features. OpenBGPD is being developed with the support of the Regional Internet Registrar RIPE NCC, which is interested in bringing OpenBGPD's functionality to a point where it is suitable to use on servers for routing at interoperator traffic exchange points, IXPs, and in creating a full-fledged alternative to the BIRD package. OpenSSL 4.0.0, an implementation of the TLS protocol and various encryption algorithms, has been released. OpenSSL 4.0 is a regular support release with updates available for 13 months. Support for the three previous OpenSSL releases will continue until November 2026, April 2030, October 2026, and September 2026, respectively. The project's code is licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. The Raspberry Pi Project has released a new version of the Raspberry Pi OS distribution, 2026-04-13. The distribution is based on Debian 13 and contains approximately 35,000 packages in the repository. The desktop environment is based on the LabWC composite server, which uses the WLRoots library from the Sway project. Three builds are available for download: a slimmed-down version for server systems, a basic desktop version, and a full version with an additional set of applications. Builds are available for 32 and 64-bit architectures. An update for the older Raspberry Pi OS release, Legacy, has also been created, built on Debian 12. Corrective releases of X.org Server 21.1.22 and the device-dependent XDDX component X-Wayland 24.1.10 have been published. These releases enable X.org Server to run X11 applications in Wayland-based environments. These new versions address five vulnerabilities, some of which can potentially be exploited to escalate privileges on systems running the X server as root, as well as for remote code execution and configurations that use X11 session forwarding via SSH. Zorin OS 18.1, based on Ubuntu 24.04, has been released. Zorin OS 18, released 6 months ago, has been downloaded 3.3 million times, with approximately 80% of all downloads coming from Windows users. Updates for Zorin OS 18.1 will continue to be released until June 2029. Three ISO images, Core, Lite, and Education, are available for download. Zorin OS uses GNOME as the desktop platform, with a set of custom add-ons and a panel based on Dash2Panel and Dash2Dock. Zorin Connect is included for desktop integration with smartphones. In addition to deb packages and Ubuntu repositories, support for Flatpak, AppImage, and Snap formats is enabled by default, with the ability to install programs from FlatHub and the Snap Store. The first draft of the IPv8 protocol specification is posted for discussion on the website of the Internet Engineering Task Force, the organization responsible for developing internet protocols and architecture. The document, proposed by a third-party company, One Limited, was created outside the IETF standardization process and has the status of, quote, internet draft, end quote. Anyone can publish such a draft, provided they comply with the formalities. IPv8 is notable for its use of OAuth2 JWT tokens for authorization of network elements and verification of each established outgoing connection via a DNS8 query. Without a DNS8 query, no entry is created in the XLate8 state table, similar to NAT, and the connection is blocked. IPv8 addressing is similar to IPv4. The IPv4 address space is a subset of IPv8, and an IPv8 address is formed by combining the routing prefix, autonomous system number, with the IPv4 address, /ASN/.NNNN. A zero routing prefix, 0.NNNN, results in a regular IPv4 address that can be used to communicate with existing IPv4 networks. Essentially, each autonomous system is allocated its own IPv4 range. The IP field in the packet header specifies the version number 8, and 64 bits are allocated for the source and destination addresses, 32 bits for the ASN prefix, and 32 bits for the IPv4 style host address. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.